Yeah. Tuesday morning up in this bitch.
Yourself. You tell the real story, you don't have to be politically correct. This is about being truthful. Truthful is not about sparing feelings. It's about being blunt, honest, harshly honest, comical, you know, imaginative. It's about all of that. You can do what you want, you know, so that's freedom.
It's the funk.
Yes, in freaking deed, ladies and gents out here just
smoking these meats.
You're damn right, Zuck. Welcome. It is 2 minutes past 10, the 20th of November, 2018. Just
smoking these meats.
20 days into No Nut November. My sacks are almost reaching critical mass. I've some concern that they will implode. They're turning into a black hole and sucking the entirety of existence into oblivion, which would be a pain in the ass, I think, quite frankly. It would be deeply impractical because a lot of people have got projects on and stuff. People are in the middle of their exams. And the last thing you need is someone's ball sack to implode, turning into a black hole and sucking everything, including reality, into oblivion. It's just a pain in the arse, you know, and I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. Oh, you awake early in the morning, I don't know, 6 o'clock, half past six, something like that. Oh, terrible belly. Oh, was it last night's Tide Pods? I don't know. Oh, you've got to get to the throne, though. You've got... Oh, God. You think it's going to be an absolute bowl buster. Absolute bowl buster. Oh, you quickly pull down your... pull down your Spider-Man jammies and sit down. Boy! Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's coming. It's it's a real strain. Oh, it's like giving birth or something. It's and you give it one massive push. Oh, it's a huge bowl buster. Bam! It hits the deck. Oh, ridiculous, like a tsunami or something. Oh, you turn round to view the damage. This little baby. It's a tiny, tiny little baby in there. And it looks you in the eye and says, "Mama." Oh, you're freaked out, but hey, it's a baby in the toilet. You've got to do something. So you get it out, wipe all the excess sort of tod off it and that, and realise it's baby Jesus. He's back. You've given birth to baby Jesus out of your body hole. And he looks at you. He looks at you dead in the eye. And he says, "Coffee and memes.
Steady job, a couple extra
lobsters.
That's all I want. You're getting on, you're pushing 30, Sluggy.
You know, it's time
to think about getting some ambition. I always figured I'd live a little bit longer without it.
Don't forget, kid, that what you're trying to do here is to be bright and chipper and entertaining and intelligent and sort of glitzy, and that's funny, and it's kind of cool, and it's interesting, and it's edgy, and all of that. It puts that facade of momentary charisma on you, and if you don't play that out, you actually fail.
The lobster patriarchy
has many of the top memes, many of the top memes, many of the top memes.
The lobster patriarchy
has many of the top memes.
And that is so true that it's almost unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen of the flat earth, welcome to Coffee and Memes. Flip a little baby Jesus aside. We've got work to do. We got to get after it. We got to get that bread, son. We got to get that cheese. We got to stack that paper. Whew, we got to tidy our rooms, bucko. Jesus wept. Right, I've got a sack full of bangers for you today. A new bit of Pythias, some Dimension, some classic Spore. What else? Oh, that Lodestar remix of Nepius. Oh, but just, you know, I might play that fucking break tune again. It's that good. Invade Hertz. Maybe even play that Zero T bit again. That was nice. Sort of romantic in a way. Kind of romantic jungle. Know what I mean? Bit of romantic jungle. Nice for, you know, seducing a lady. Something like that. You know, in the politest possible terms. Oh, they're enough. There's some good bits of gear in the news today, actually. I've stumbled across... Someone posted this... A good article in the Lobster Crew group. Woman sues Samsung for 1.8 million after getting cell phones stuck in her vajayjay. And this is from a website called the Daily World News Daily Report. Just sort of sandwiching random sort of news sounding words together there. What should we call the website? News World Daily World. Daily World News. Report Daily. World News Daily Report. Yes, that's it. Brilliant. WorldNewsDailyReport.com. And there are some wild stories on this. I've only just seen it, so I sort of want to kind of... I mean, I need to do a bit of fact-checking on it because I don't just want to be reading out, like, you know, like the stories you get in the Daily Star, like the sort of, you know, Freddy Star Ate My Hamster type stories, which are a lot of fun. Or like... Corbyn's sex dwarf, Corbyn's Nazi sex dwarf, you know, that sort of thing. But list some of these in here. 17-year-old teenager sues his parents for being born white. Hunter claims he was sexually assaulted by Sasquatch. His Sasquatch is a Bigfoot just out there slinging dick. Morgue employee cremated by mistake while taking a nap. FBI seizes over 3,000 penises during raid at morgue employee's home. Babysitter transported to hospital after inserting a baby into her vagina. Gee, these can't be true. Alleged son of Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler plans to write sequel to Mein Kampf. Hitler's son announces Mein Kampf 2.0. No, I don't believe any of it. Hell's Angels sue government for $2 billion revenue over legalization of marijuana loss. A billionaire widow bequeaths $1.6 billion to her dog to punish her children. It is the ultimate. If you die hating your children, the trick is to leave your money to Cats Protection, because there is no greater insult than that. Cats Protection get more money given to them than any other charity in the UK. Let that sink in. They get more money than Kids with Cancer. They get more money than mental health charities. They get more money than anything else. Fucking Cats Protection. I know someone that was given a tour of the Cats Protection Hospital where they boasted about how their equipment for dealing with cats with leukemia was better than they have in human hospitals. That's an outrage!
It's appalling.
Yeah, so if you really hate your kids, leave all your money to Cats Protection. Or fucking don't, you know? Leave it to, like, don't leave it to a donkey sanctuary. No, I'm not saying that they don't, like, we shouldn't look after cats and donkeys, but they've got enough money. Like, if they've got bloody hospitals better than humans, why don't we, like, give some money to the sick kiddies or something? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay, I'm getting riled up already. Oh, left hook, overhand right. Okay, look, what are we going to get into first? Should we play a tune? Because I can't pretend people are here for the banter. They're not. Thanks to everyone that watched the International Men's Day live stream I did on Facebook yesterday. I've had a lot of really, really nice feedback on that. Like some messages that people have sent with detailing their own stories, battles with mental health, battles with men's issues that affect predominantly men. And yes, thank you to everyone that has sent those, and thank you to everyone that contributed in the chat, and I hope that people will get some value out of it. That's my plan. I feel like this is a good direction to aim myself in, aim the station in, start something a bit more community-based that talks about things that needs to be talked about, as well as jokes about dicks and sex robots, and get some fucking banging tunes in there at the same time. Come on, that sounds all right, doesn't it? Here's Dimension. Despite all my rage, I am still just Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Sorry, I just realised that Wesley Snipes has fallen down the side. There's some confusion in the chat over the first track. It's actually by DLR, it's not by Break. It's called Da Funk. That is Mr. Merck spreading fake news in the chat. What do you reckon, Wesley Snipes?
Smoking these meats.
Righty, okie dokie. Smoking these Tide Pods. That's Techno by Dimension. That is a nice bit. I like that. Dimension, he's a good boy. Handsome boy, well built, rippling six-pack abs. Oh, you could grate cheese on him. Anyway, darts player accuses opponent of farting to gain a sporting advantage. Whew. In the world of elite, Tom Woods, sorry, from the Lad Bible. Reports. In the world of elite sport, people will try anything to gain an advantage, whether that's diving in football, ball tampering in cricket, or tactical farting in the world of darts. Wait, what?
Get your act together.
All right. Oh, dear, there is some acts that do need to be got together in this article. Tom Wood of Lad Bible. We'll get to it, though. You heard me. Apparently a darts player tried to gain a sporting advantage over an opponent by dropping his guts around the throwing area and leaving an unpleasant smell to put him off. Put him off his tee, more like. What? Let's put it in context. Former PDC world champion, the Flying Scotsman, Gary Anderson, was playing against a challenger from the Netherlands, Wesley Sparks Hams. Anderson won their Grand Slam of darts match on Friday night, 10-2. However, the Dutchman said afterwards that something stunk about the whole thing, and he suspects it was the victorious player. Less than IMGSRC equals open quotation marks http://beta.ems. Yeah, nice one, Tom Wood of Lad Bible.
Get your act together.
Fucking stuck some sort of embedded code in there and it's just leaked itself all over the entire article, you ridiculous human being. Pathetic.
It's appalling.
The 32-year-old Ham said that Anderson left a fragrant smell behind him when leaving the hockey. He told Dutch TV channel RTL7L, "It'll take me 2 nights to lose the smell from my nose." Looking at the profile of several of the world top darts players, you'd imagine those boys can really let loose giving the chance. Look, these are fucking high-level athletes. Yeah, these are athletes at the peak of physical fitness. You know, you might not like what it looks like, but that is what peak male fitness is, okay? You know, these are the same animals that are trying to say that lager's a performance-enhancing drug. Maybe it is. However, perhaps unsurprisingly, Anderson was a bit put out by the suggestion that he had used chemical weapons to gain an advantage. After the match, Anderson defended himself in an interview. That has to be seen to be believed. Oh, right, cool. Let's get this up then. Come on, Lad Bible.
I just spoke to Wesley, and besides that, he said you were a class player and you let him alive in the first session. He said that it was smelly on the stage. Sorry?
I thought Wesley had farted on stage. Yeah. Did he?
No. I think he thinks you did it.
You can put your finger up the arse, there'll be no smell there. I thought he had shit, and I went, that's dirty. It was bad. It was a stink. I thought it was him. And he started playing better. I went, must have needed to get some wind out.
And he thought it was you.
Oh, no. Hands up. Swear on my kid's life. So help me God. Nothing crossed.
But it was smelly anyway.
It was smelly. Usually if I fart on stage, I shit myself. You know that, because I've told you in a documentary. Ain't scared to... If I'd farted it smelled like that, I'd put my hands up and go...
Smoking these meats.
So who was it then?
Well, don't tell me. You've got enough three boys up there. So... No, it definitely came... It was table side. And it was. It was eggs. Nothing eggs.
Not from you?
Not for me. No.
Okay, thank you.
And every time we walked past, it was a waft of rotten eggs. So that's why I was thinking it was Sam.
Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. That's possibly one of the best post-sports match interviews I've ever heard. Don't really know. That's great. Insisting that the smell came from the table side at the RDD Leisure Centre in Wolverhampton, he continued. If the boy thinks I farted, he's 110% wrong. I swear on my children's lives that it was not my fault. I had a bad stomach once on stage, and I admitted it. So I'm not going to lie about farting on stage. Every time I walked past, there was a waft of rotten eggs. Blah, blah, fed all of this. Anyway, Lad Bible.
Get your act together.
Christ. Hey, look. Listen, guys. Fun to follow up on stuff, isn't it? I've got this man spent... the guy that married the hologram, there's video of his wedding. Wow. It's intense. Hold on, look. I can get it up. Bear with me a second. He looks genuinely romantic, and by that I mean like an absolute, just the weirdest thing you've ever seen. He's dressed up. He's got a lovely snappy white suit. Where are we? Window capture. That's good, isn't it? We're almost there. Don't worry, guys. Here he is. Okay, that's right. Here he goes. Oh, a lovely white suit. Doesn't he look smart? Oh, giving her a little kiss. She's got a little dress on. Everyone's clapping. Oh, they're really going in for a snog there. He's held that a bit long. Speech. All his lads are all dressed up. Oh, she's doing a speech as well. Right, well, this is a true vision of hell, isn't it? This is the future millennials want. This is just Tide Pod. This is, I don't know what to make of any of this. This is all just... She just zig-heiled? That's weird. Okay, she's gone. Oh, she's got a sexy outfit on now. He sleeps in bunk beds on his by himself. He's dressed as a schoolboy. He's 34 years old. He's 35. Oh, this is super weird, man. I don't like it. Mummy, I don't like it. Turn the film off. Make it stop. Can't we just watch... can't we watch Rugrats instead? Ah, this is terrifying. I don't know what to make of this. I mean, yeah, Japan aren't going to do their population any favours by just having people marry holograms. Unless some mad bastard can work out how to get holograms pregnant. Hey, why not? I mean, if you can, do it. I say, why not? Let's all play God. Hey, be a laugh. Right, what we got coming up? Hey, let's play this Tarkin track by Pythias. That's shifted the cobwebs, hasn't it? I mean, you might as well. You might want to just completely remove the laces from your Air Max 97s at this point. Get rid of them. You won't be needing them. That's Tarkin by Pythias on Blackout, I presume. Most things are these days. Lovely. Man held over bomb threat claims, but he claims he was actually referring to a bowel movement. We've all been there. Yes. Sometimes your bowel movement can be baby Jesus staring deep into your eyes. But sometimes it can be a little bit worse. Arthur Posey, 30, was arrested in New Orleans on Tuesday night, but insists the whole ordeal was a terrible misunderstanding. A man accused of threatening to blow up a chicken shop claims his explosive threat was actually in reference to a bowel movement. Arthur Posey, 30, was apprehended on Tuesday night after allegedly making a threat to blow up a chain of Willie's Chicken Shack in New Orleans during a heated exchange with staff. But pleading his innocence at the time of arrest, Posey reportedly told officers that there had been a horrible misunderstanding. Facing two charges of communicating false information of planned arson, Posey claims he has actually said he was going to blow up the bathroom in reference to a bowel movement, not blow the restaurant up. However, police say the employee of the fast food chain has told them, Mr. Posey never told us anything about the bathroom. Restaurant manager said a man, identified later as Posey, went into the restaurant at 7 p.m. and approached the food preparation area, asking what time the restaurant closed. When she replied, she didn't know, Posey allegedly responded, y'all about to close right now because I'm going to get a bomb and blow this place up. Yeah, that is slightly different to saying you're going to blow up the bathroom. The manager, who was left shaken by the exchange, took the threat very seriously and contacted the local authorities. After an employee claimed Posey said he was going to get a bomb and put it under the table of the restaurant closest to the front door, a police report claims. Posey has been scheduled for a mental competency hearing on November 29th before the trial date can be set. I like that as a sort of get-out clause for threatening arson. I think that's it. No. I said I was gonna blow. I was gonna drop a bowl buster. I was gonna blow up the John. No. You said you were. You gave quite explicit instructions about the type of bomb, where you were gonna put it. I don't think I did. I just I've eaten a lot of eggs recently, and well, you know, they can be quite binding. Also, so people used to think anyway, but I never.
Lobsters.
Yeah, I want to get into this thing about this this lass with the phone upper, Fanjita. Woman sues Samsung for $1.8 million after cell phone gets stuck inside her vagina. An Albuquerque woman is suing Samsung for $1.8 million after she necessitated medical attention after inserting her cell phone into her vagine and was unable to retrieve it for 96 hours.
Smoking these meats.
Salma Bryant, 39, claims her medical bills at the University of New Mexico Hospital amount to $1 million. In fact, $1,168,000. And that she has suffered from severe psychological distress because of the whole ordeal. Bryant said she first inserted the cell phone into her vagine as a dare from one of her friends, but quickly realized that the phone would not come out. I wanted to see how it would feel. Sorry. Harry, I wanted to see how it would feel like to put the cell phone on vibration mode inside of us. Just for fun in that light, but it turned out to be a fucking nightmare. She told Judge Andrew Peterson in tears. He said, well, it depends what you mean by Samsung.
Lobsters.
Samsung is definitely at fault here. But why? How? That's ridiculous. Samsung is definitely at fault here as they offer no warning about the dangers and potential risks during the insertion of their products inside their clients' male or female body cavities or genitals. Oh, Salma Bryant's lawyer, Jim McAfee, said in court, come on! Like, how fucking Tide Poddy are you? Seriously, like... you can't... Like, how big a booklet of warnings would you have to give about all products ever? Do not insert product into your eyeball. Do not set product on fire and try and eat product. Like, you could think of every possible conceivable way that you could hurt yourself with a product. And then there would have to be some sort of gigantic fucking compendium of bullshit that would need to come with every single item you ever purchased ever.
Lobsters. Get your act together.
Look into it.
A Samsung spokesman said that they would not comment on this case at this moment, but explained that an out-of-court settlement was still an option on the table. Apple faced a similar lawsuit in 2014 after a man had attempted to swallow 14 iPhones. Oh, he was getting Tide Poddy before it was even a thing and ended up in the emergency room with mercury poisoning.
Oh, my God.
Apple was eventually forced to legally specify that their products were not fit for human consumption, and the man was, conceded an undisclosed amount of money. He probably got rich off that shit. Oh, my God. I don't want to live on this earth anymore. This is so ridiculous. Wow.
Smoking these meats.
I just... What a... Oh. He ate 14 iPhones. He found the... What's it called? The LD... It's called it like the LD50, isn't it? It's like the lethal dose of something. Like was he trying to find the LD50 of an iPhone? Ah, fucking idiot. Jesus, that's amazing. That's amazing. God, there's some bollocks on this website. Woman sues ex-roommate for $1.2 million for training her parrot to sexually harass her. Elderly man accused of bribing a police officer for giving a biscuit to a police dog. Good boy. All right, come on, let's crack on. Couple hospitalized after a man gets his head stuck in his wife's vagina. That's impressive. I mean, she's a big lass, but I think it's still impressive. He's got a normal size head. It's not like he's got some sort of tiny little peanut head. You know, it's not some, like, who's got a particularly small head? Alicia Dixon, her head's pretty small. I would find more believable. But anyway, a couple was transported to the hospital in a very awkward position last night after a man somehow got his head stuck in his wife's vagine during a strange sexual game. Tom and Janice Morrison, a lully young couple from the small town of Greensboro in Alabama, called 911 at around 10 p.m. last night and asked for an ambulance. Samantha Irving, the operator who took the call, said she thought it was a joke. When he explained the situation, a woman told me that her husband had fallen, got his head done stuck in her vaginal cavity. I really thought that it was a group of teenagers fixing to make a prank call. Despite Mrs. Irving's doubts, she sent an ambulance on the site, and the paramedics rapidly realized that the situation was, in fact, very serious. Bill Austin, one of the paramedics who transported the couple, claims they were lying naked on a bed and partially covered in blood. The woman kept screaming out in pain whenever the guy moved, but he had half his face buried in there. He looked like he was going through hell. The couple was transported to the nearby Hale County Hospital, where doctors were able to separate them. Ms. Morrison suffered from severe internal bleeding, but is now stable, while her husband has suffered only a few scratches and bruises. According to the doctors, they both could suffer from PTSD. Damn, that's rough. Incidents like these are indeed quite unusual, but hundreds of couples are admitted to hospital every year in the US after getting stuck during sexual intercourse. According to the data collected by the US Department of Health and Human Services, 3,213 couples were hospitalized with such problems across the country in 2015 and 3,789 in 2016. This shit is on the rise. Stop getting stuck inside each other, you wild millennial fuckwits. According to the same data, the Morrisons are the first couple to be hospitalized for head stuck in vaginal cavity since 2007. That's not bad, is it? Like one every 10 years? Could be worse. Man, what a time to be alive, eh? Christ. Okay, look, let's get a few more of these shoe throwers up. Bit classic.
Smoking these meats.
Thanks, Monkey Z, in the chat that says that my accents make the stories more vibrant. Don't forget, ladies and germs, that you can get this as a podcast now on all good podcast places, on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on Spotify. And apparently last week we were at 74 in the iTunes music podcast in the UK, so that's a bit fun. I hope to one day knock Armin van Buuren and his trance family out of the top 10. It's nice to have something to aim for. Class act from Google yesterday for their International Men's Day Google Doodle, which was nothing. Wow. That is quite a statement, really, if you think about it. just fucking is pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. Yeah, it does seem like a very bizarre statement on Google's part to not do a Men's Day Google Doodle. I mean, like, men aren't going anywhere. Like, we are needed, like, for the whole, like, you know, procreation malarkey. Like, everyone had a dad. Like, if you don't like men, if you decide you don't like an entire gender, like, you're still going to have to interact with them. So maybe you could help them to be better. Like, and that's not, you're not going to do it by minimising an entire gender, you fucking morons. It's pathetic. Anyway, that is what a tune! Aztec by Spore, as if you didn't fucking know.
Smoking these meats.
Oh, Zuckerberg, you crazy robot bitch. Right, what we got? Look, more people inserting things, more Tide Pod news, basically. Where is he? Teenage boy inserts a USB cable into penis, a cautionary tale. A Chinese teenager was taken to hospital last month after getting a charger stuck in his urethra. For reasons yet unknown. I reckon it was art. Yeah, he's doing it as an artistic statement. It's probably a sort of critique of the bourgeoisie, you know, with the sort of, you know, technology, really symbolizing the bourgeoisie and the piss of the sort of proletariat, or the way the bourgeoisie would consider the proletariat to just be streaks of piss. I presume it's art. For reasons yet unknown, a Chinese boy stuck a USB cable up his penis, which wound itself into a knot. The cord, not his penis, and required surgery to remove. Rough times. The 13-year-old from China's Heilongjiang province was taken to hospital last month, according to Singapore's Straits Times. Right, okay, that doesn't sound very inclusive. Presumably because you couldn't pull the cable out. How, why? I have questions. Okay, apparently the teenager cut off one side of the USB connector before inserting it into his urethra. Thank God. It measured 10 centimetres long and had reached his bladder, causing blood to appear in his urine. The Times reports that he did it out of curiosity. You know, it's just nice to sometimes just explore your body. You know, no, don't be shy. It's no shame. It's not a theatre of shame. It's just every young boy spends a little bit of time on his own, his bedroom, just getting to know himself. Exploring his body with a USB cable. From the x-ray, we can see a dead knot, hence why he couldn't pull it out himself. Actually, it's making me feel sick. My balls have shrunk up inside my body.
Smoking these meats.
Oh, God. He was transferred to Harbin's Children's Hospital the next day for surgery after unsuccessfully trying to move the cable with lubricants.
Oh, God. Friends, this isn't the first time someone has looked at a USB cable and thought, that's a good place for this to go would be in my penis. A Chinese man from Shanxi province inserted a 20-centimeter cord into his nether regions while masturbating in 2016. According to The Mirror, he did so after watching an online video about how it could be sexually pleasuring. He also needed surgery to remove it. As Vice has reported, men have a storied history of sticking foreign objects up their penises, and it's unsurprisingly quite bad for your health. As for why, sometimes it's a sex thing related to urethral sounding, a fetish involving metal or glass probes that are placed inside the urethra. There's even a porn genre for men with things up their penises, say Vice. I'm sure there is. It's a porn genre of everything. It's an internet rule. But as another 2016 case revealed, when a Chinese man shoved a chopstick into his penis, serious motivations could have influenced the Heilongjiang boy's decision. In the chopstick case, the man suspected his urethra was broken due to blood in his urine, wrote Fox News. Fox News probably blamed it on Mexican immigrants. Too embarrassed to see a doctor, he attempted to fix it with the utensil, so he underwent surgery to remove it. Don't be too embarrassed to see a doctor, boys, even if you've done something very Tide Poddy. Go and see a physician. Do not insert more things into yourself, you wild motherfuckers. Oh, God, that's really, yeah, I found that quite unpleasant. Oh, Takeshi69 indicted on firearms and racketeering charges with 9 Trey gang members. Couldn't have happened to a nicer cunt. Rapper Takeshi69, along with 5 gang members, has been charged with racketeering and using or carrying a firearm at Manhattan Federal Court on Monday after wreaking havoc on New York City. SoundCloud rapper. You know these SoundCloud rappers with the tattooed faces? You've seen them. You've seen them on the Instagram. Real name, Daniel Hernandez, was called before the magistrate, along with 5 other members believed to be involved in the 9 Trey gang. Along with those charged were Fahim Walter, a.k.a. Crippy, Jamal Jones, a.k.a. Mel Murder, Gensel Butler, a.k.a. Ish Chippy, Mel Murder, Fubanger, Fugan Lovic, a.k.a. Fubanger, and Takeshi69, as the rapper's as well as the rapper's ex-manager, Shotty. Shotty, Grippy, Ish, Mel Murder, and Fubanger. Right, in a statement from the United States Department. Oh, fucking lad Bible, come on. In a statement from United States Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey S. Berman explained that Takeshi and other gang members wreaked havoc on the city. He said, as alleged in the indictment, this gang, which includes platinum-selling WAP artist Takeshi69, wreaked havoc on New York City, engaging in brazen acts of violence and looking like absolute fucking clowns. Jesus, look at the state of him. He is everything that's wrong with whappers. Showing reckless indifference to others' safety, members of the gang were allegedly involved in wobblies and shootings, including a shooting inside a crowded Barclays Center and a shooting in which an innocent bystander was hit. Thanks to the extraordinary work of HSI, ATF, and the NYPD, I don't know if there are other rappers, the defendants will now face justice in federal court. 9 Trey is said to be a criminal enterprise involved in committing numerous acts of violence, including shootings, robberies, and assaults in and around Manhattan and Brooklyn. Wasn't Takeshi69 recently charged with child sex crimes? Like, and he got, like, probation or something. He didn't even go to prison. It's just fucking insanity, isn't it? Do I have the... Oh, I don't have the lock 'em up samples on this computer. Anyway, that's not cool. I hope if he's guilty, I hope he does 25 to life. Right, come on, what have we got else here? Oh, yeah, here's Dark Room by Invade Hertz. It's, yeah, this is nice. There's another track on this EP with a Zero T remix of Summoner or Other, which is
good. I can't remember what it's called, but it's nice. You in the chat, you're right, they do sound like Teletubbies. Donald Trump is behind this, he hates mumble rap. Big Donny T, he hates mumble rap and pedos. Fair enough. We could probably all agree on that. But as pained as it is to agree with Donald Trump on something. Is anyone in the chat planning on doing Destroy Dick December? Just want to know. I'm thinking of doing it for charity. Probably do it for Cats Protection. Quite a constipated one, this. Ugh. Just trying to ease it out. Ugh. That's what it feels like, sharting the baby Jesus. That's Invade Hurts, spelt invad and then hurts. Sort of see where they're going with that one. It's called Darkroom. That's a great record. I really like that. More ridiculous news. University lecturers told not to use capital letters when assigning work to students.
It's appalling.
University lecturers have been asked to stop using capital letters when assigning work to students, citing the argument that using uppercase could generate anxiety. The memo was sent out to staff of the journalism department. Fucking hell. Staff of the journalism department at Leeds Trinity University and suggested ways in which lecturers could address their students so as not to scare them into failure, including writing in a friendly tone and avoiding overbearing or negative language. The memo said, despite our best attempts to explain assessment tasks, any lack of clarity can generate anxiety and even discourage students from attempting the assessment at all. It's like, coddling people like that is not helping anyone. That's not going to help someone be strong and able to take on the world. Like, I mean, like, if you're on a journalism course, like, and you can't take capital letters, like, how would you be able to cover any of the fucking horrendous news stories that you would have to cover? Like, how would you be expected to cover a rape case or a murder case or a terrorism case if you can't take capital letters? I'm leveling this at the teachers, not the whoever is trying to make these rules, not the students. It's advised against using capital letters for the emphasis of or the overuse of do or don't. According to the Express, the memo insinuated that writing a word in capital letters could make the task seem more difficult to students, in turn worrying them. I mean, why give them any work at all? Maybe they could just lounge around, and maybe if they, you know, really, really wanted to, they could read the Communist Manifesto, you know, if they didn't find it too triggering. However, one unnamed lecturer said capitalizing words helped ensure people didn't miss the important part of the assignment, telling the paper that despite students being intelligent, many feel the education system wishes to treat them like children. Yeah, I don't think, like, that maybe there's like a tiny little fraction of students that are you know, that feel like this, but I would be very, very surprised if it's more than a couple. It does for some reason seem that the universities are absolutely desperate to just wrap students up in cotton wool and completely coddle them into existence. A lecturer said, we have some excellent students, but it's a constant battle against the system that wants to treat them like kids. We are not doing our students any kinds of favours with this kinds of nonsense. Yeah, they ban clapping. That's a bit of fun, isn't it? This is I don't know. I hope that this is probably something that is maybe it's fake news. I mean, it seems so ridiculous that, like, is this something that's supposed to sort of trigger the people that get triggered by people being triggered? Me. I don't know. Maybe it gets clicks. Fucking Lad Bible. Jess Hardy Mann is a journalist who's... we've read about her before. She's worked for Time Out and Skinny, amongst others. She's got a BA in film studies. She's all right. She's fine. As far as I remember, I've not had to correct her grammar. So that's good, isn't it? That's nice. Nice bit of fun. Oh, yeah, look. So the Metro. Ellen Scott of the Metro. What is No Nut November? Oh, God bless the internet. If you've been on Twitter recently, you may have seen discussions of No Nut November. For any confused grandparents hastily ditching their plans for a nut roast for Sunday lunch, No Nut November is not, in fact, a plan based on dietary changes. No, it's about wanking. Or not wanking, rather. No Nut November is an annual event that encourages men to go for 30 days without ejaculating. Or busting a nut, as it's known. Hence, No Nut November. The rules are simple. You may not have sex, masturbate, or nut in any way, shape, or form. You may have boners, but you cannot come to completion. The rules of No Nut November. They've laid this out. Oh, it's actually taken from Urban Dictionary. You cannot have sex, masturbate, or nut in any way, shape, or form. Watching porn or having boners are allowed, but you cannot nut. You are only allowed one wet dream. If you have more than one, you consider yourself out. You do not have three strikes. You only have one shot at it. If you miss it, you're out. If you have passed the month with a total of no nuts, you are a victor and shall qualify for Destroy Dick December. Look, man, just don't nut in 30 days. I think this is hilarious that people are taking it seriously. I mean, it's a meme. It's just like I hate to break the fourth wall and everything, but it's just a joke. No one's actually doing it. Some claim that the act of completing No Nut November is a display of willpower and the strength of mind inspired by the act of refusing to shave throughout November. That wouldn't be quite the same, but okay. People are using the challenge to raise money for prostate cancer. I mean, November, yeah. Not so if you do fancy going public with your choice to quit masturbating. Has anyone actually seen anyone raising money through No Nut November? Yes, Movember, sure. But no Nut November. Anyway, Destroy Dick December is coming on the first day of December. What? One wank. Second day, two wanks. Third day, three wanks. You get the picture. I think once you're about 2 weeks in, you're going to have to take some time off work. Okay, otherwise things are going to get a bit tricky. But look, you got to search for the hero inside yourself until you find the key to your life. You know, better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. You know, those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, she'll inherit the earth. All right? I've been High Ranking. Thanks for listening to my TED Talk. right, look, that's hilarious. It's all hilarious. It's hilarious. It's fine. Right, look, to play us out is Break with Jungle Desire, radio edit off his new album, Another Way. This is such a great record. I'm all over this. As good a time as any to shout out the VIP list. It's a bunch of bad motherfuckers that are supporting this show and Threshold as a whole on Patreon. If you want your name on this list, you can head over to Patreon There is a link in the YouTube video. There is a link on the threshold.fm website. Get your name on the list. It's Nicholas Gonclaus, Tom Ryan, Reese Mustin, Squidgy Beats, Parsons, Paulie Hutton, CR&R, Michael Kaczynski, Matthew Tompkins, Dave Long, Joel Potter, Carl Murphy, Sam Howard, Tony J, Richard Patterson, Jack Murphy, Tom Cam, Stephen Harris, Matthew Bullard, Zara Pickle, Jerome Van Thunderbutt, Mike Pye, Anthony Walker, and Lily Unsub. What a list of bad motherfuckers that is. Right. Tomorrow, I will have Thrasher, head of Prospect Recordings, one third of The Hardway, and general Dutch hard boy, and hard drum and bass zealot. He's an extreme gentleman. He likes it hard, he likes it fast, and he don't care who knows it. So that'll be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you have anything you want to throw his way, questions, insults, shoes, that's fine. Just get in touch, man. Otherwise, what else we got going on? Thursday, Rankins Records will be an hour late. Because I am going on Killer Keller's podcast with Matt from the Freestylers, who's now a psychologist, to talk more mental health stuff. So that'll be fun. I don't know when that'll be out. Presumably a few days after. But yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, man. I'll see you tomorrow. Let's just do this crazy thing. It seems to be going all right. Look, go out. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Keep your room tidy, bucko. Be a good lobster. Climb up the competence hierarchy. Make yourself useful because you can. People are relying on you to be useful. So do it. Take on some responsibility and you will like yourself more and other people will like you and you will just do good in this world. Anyway, I love you. Goodbye. Don't let your memes be dreams. Oh, if you want one of these dumb t-shirts or one of the Lobster Crew t-shirts, you can get them now on the threshold.fm store. They're 20 quid. Free UK shipping. And if you get it, you don't like it, you can have your money back. Can't say fucking fairer than that. Just
smoking these meats.
Damn fucking right. Okay, I love you all. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.